Hi, welcome to the Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, Delilah. This is James.
Hi, James. How are you?
Oh, we're absolutely doing beautiful. I am engaged to a beautiful woman, and it's been very wonderful, as a matter of fact.
What is her name, James?
Her name is Sarah.
And what is it about Sarah that makes you the happiest man on earth?
She's the gentle type. You know, she's right there for me. I mean, if something goes wrong, she's there. And she knows how to calm me down. She knows exactly what to do to keep me from doing something dumb, so to speak. If you know what I mean?
Well, okay, but let's back up here, James. First off, you don't sound like you're a kid. You sound like you've been around for a while.
Yes, I'm 45.
Okay, so you're not a kid, and yet you still have anger problems and you misbehave?
Oh, yeah, kind of, sort of, but she's teaching me, and that's one thing I really do love about her. The other, I mean, she's just plainly beautiful.
Okay, so you're going to promise me right now we're going to play Let's Make a Deal. Have you ever seen that TV show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, here's the deal. I will play a song for you and Sarah if you promise me that you will never, ever, ever, as long as you're alive, take your frustration or your anger out on precious Sarah.
Oh, no, I never have, and I never will.
Okay, just wanting to make sure here, because I can have a really ugly temper, but it's not okay to take it out on the people we love.
Exactly, exactly. I understand that fully. And we got a wedding date set for June 27th.
All right, let me find the perfect song for you, honey. You have a great night.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class type begging you please to stay with him for worse or for better. But I'm staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. I'm just saying it's fine by me if you never leave and we can live like this forever. It's fine by me. In the past I would try hard to commit to a girl, wouldn't get too far. It always somehow seemed to fall apart. But with you I could see what I need. I could dream realistically and knew that this was different from the start.
There ain't no gold.
Ordinary Angels is a movie I am so excited to tell you about. My family saw it together. We got an early screening, and let me tell you, we loved it. Tonight, it's our Delilah Dilemma sponsor. The film stars Alan Ritson and Hilary Swank. Swank states, quote, "She was drawn to this beautiful true story because it's such a powerful reminder that angels reside everywhere among us." It's the perfect film for the entire family. For more information, visit ordinaryangels.movie or visit Delilah.com to see the trailer and find the link. This beautiful film is in theaters now. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from Miss C. She says, "I've been listening to your..." That's important that you note that, and you'll see why in a minute. "I've been listening to your show for more than 16 years, and I've tried to call you so many times unsuccessfully. My husband of 7 years passed away more than a year ago. Many people have supported me through the loss, but one close friend of my husband's has been very consistent. He's asked how long it will take for me to mourn in my faith or my tradition. I'm nervous when he asks these kinds of questions, and I think it shows his intentions to want to be with me. His wife passed away more than 20 years, and he has never remarried. Delilah, since my husband passed away, I still have so many memories, so many flashbacks of our lives together. I still love him, and I feel like I might be betraying our life together by having feelings for someone else. Do you think 1 year after losing a spouse is enough time to grieve before giving your heart to another? I'm so confused and I feel so alone. Thank you for all that you do, from Ms. C." Ms. C, I will have my words for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Today's best music is on KZST. Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve your identity theft issues. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Go to LifeLock.com and save 25% your first year with promo code LOVE. That's promo code LOVE for 25% off at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Okay, Jenny, you're in that forward.
Coach, you sure you don't want me to take over? It seemed like you weren't feeling too good earlier.
I'm feeling better.
No cough or chest congestion?
Took Mucinex Kickstart.
No more headache?
Nope.
Fever? Body pain?
I'm back in the game.
New Mucinex Kickstart gives all-in-one and done relief with a morning jolt of instant cooling sensation.
That's it, Jenny. Take the shot.
With Mucinex Kickstart, it's not cold and flu season. It's comeback season. Buy Mucinex Kickstart now at your favorite retailer. Use as directed.
KZST.
No.
Lottery draw. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
If you have a friend that's moved out of the country or a loved one in the armed forces who's missing home right now, you can let them know that they can listen to KZST live on the internet right now. It's as easy as clicking on KZST.com. Being away from home just got a little bit easier. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Satisfied. Oh, kept playing love like it was just a game. Pretend.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a woman who has been a widow for over a year, and she's saying, how much time must pass before you open your heart again? Honey, that's a question only you can answer. To open your heart again or try to have a relationship again, if you are still in the depth and the throes of mourning, would be unkind. It would be unkind to the man who's showing an interest in you. Has nothing to do with traditions or religion. It has to do with your heart. If your heart still belongs to your late husband, the fact that he has passed isn't going to change that. So you cannot give it to another man if it is still tied up with your late husband. And there is no way to hurry up that grieving process. It's something that just takes time. However, if you have feelings for this other man and you feel like you are ready to love again, there's no law, no rule, nothing that says, oh, a year is too short, too soon, or 10 years is too long. It's up to you and God. If you have feelings for this man and you feel like you might be ready to begin tiptoeing back into another relationship, that's between you and God and this man that's showing an interest in you. So there's no set rule. There's no answer except pray and see where your heart leads you. Good luck and God bless you.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
Welcome to the softer side of Sonoma County. Night times on KZST.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew